Begin this morning with the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Your game at Boston College, a 38-17 setback, but your team certainly was in the game throughout, a 10-7 lead early, and then still very much game in the game in the fourth quarter. How did you feel like your team played?
I thought we took a step forward. I thought we took a step forward in each phase of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. It was good to see us get out to a faster start and get a score early and get on Boston College early. So, and as you said, we were really in the game all the way until the end and had an opportunity to make it a close game or be in a position to tie it up in the fourth quarter. And that's obviously all we can ask for. But really, really proud of the team and how they came out, how they prepared last week, and the growth that they've shown through the first three games is something to be recognized. And I think that we're heading in the right direction and making improvements in the areas we want to be making improvements in terms of how we play. And so excited about our bye week here and then, you know, working into Villanova.
Question this morning from Travis Lazardik. Go ahead, Travis.
Thank you, Jordan. Good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Travis.
You mentioned the bye week. Is there anything specific that you guys want to work on this week before you start game planning for Villanova a week from now? Thank you.
Yeah, a big part of the bye week for us as well is getting healthy. You know, we have a number of guys we're anticipating getting back this week and really being able to get going with Villanova towards the end of the week and get a, you know, obviously having an opportunity to have a bye week before a strong opponent like Villanova is huge for us. So we were able to get on to our next opponent towards the end of this week as well.
Anything specifically that you're looking at after the first three games and you're saying to yourself, we have to work on that. We have to fix it.
Well, I mean, we got to do a better job with penalties. If you look at a lot of our drive killers or, areas where we're giving up points, it has to do with penalties. And so we got to clean up some of those things. Also just looking at our ability to come out and start faster in games. Now we did that in the Boston College game, but there's things we can do in practice to help that and make a bigger emphasis of that is starting faster.
Thank you. I'm all set.
Jordan, Joe Feiano, with his best game of the season high, 289 yards, a couple of touchdowns. What was the difference for him? And do you feel like, you know, he's becoming more comfortable in what you guys are doing offensively?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, becoming more and more comfortable with our receivers. And, you know, we were able to get Tyree Francois back at left tackle this week. We were able to protect a little bit better and give him some time to make some throws. And I thought he did that. And he did it even when he was under pressure. And, he's still coming along and doing a great job this year and, really battled through some injuries himself, but has really done a nice job. And, you know, we expect his play to continue to improve throughout the season.
Got a question for you from Travis Lee. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Coach. Sorry for jumping in here late if you addressed this, but I guess just, you know, how do you guys, how prepared do you feel going forward into conference play, the stuff that I guess really matters, you know, with those first three games under your belt?
We feel good. It's about the daily improvement, and that's what we've seen. We've seen you guys have a great attitude. Our players have committed to the process of getting better every day, and I'm really happy with the progress we've made. Obviously, we haven't had the outcomes that we want, and no one's happy about that. But you know, there are some places to look at in terms of how hard we're playing, how much we're committed to correcting the things that the coaches are looking at and trying to correct with the players. Our players have been outstanding in that regard in terms of just committing to that process of getting things corrected and coming out and playing to our standards. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And we have a strong opponent coming here in a couple of weeks. So that's where our focus is.
One more for you on the offensive side of the ball, Jordan. It was obviously a big night for Xavier Scott, six catches for a career high 135 yards and Also six catches from Montego Moss, who had a touchdown catch among those six. Maybe just talk about the nights that those two guys had.
Yeah, Xavier is a guy who really is a leader on the team and has done a great job in my time here, and just consistent every day with his attitude, works hard in the weight room. So, you know, it's really one of those things, like, I feel like this is a moment when all of his work has come together, and he was a different guy on Saturday. I mean, he was assertive. When he's catching the ball, he's getting up the field. He's attacking the ball. He was physical through runs. So really happy for him and the game that he had and showing what he can do. Montego, he's a natural ball catcher, so he does a great job, be able to come down with the ball, and continue to see him progress is only going to help our offense.
Switching over to the defense, that was certainly you're facing a veteran quarterback, a pretty prolific offense. How did you feel like your guys stood up against BC?
I thought we handled ourselves well. I thought we were aggressive in the pass game. Outside of two plays in the pass game, we really kept the ball in front of us. With Zay Flowers, being able to tackle him in space is a challenge for anyone. But our guys ran to the ball, so we might have missed on the first tackle, but we had guys pursuing. And, so I was really happy just to see the energy, and the physicality out of our defense. And that's been something that's been there the first three games. Now eliminating some big plays, keeping the ball in front of us a little bit more will be our challenge moving forward.
Justin Sambu, a third straight game with a sack, has been able to create some pressure for you throughout. Is that something that I'm sure that you'd like to see more of? And as part of that black hole attacking defense, do you think you guys are making some progress along those lines?
Absolutely. I mean, Justin's a big athlete, so anytime we can get him on the move or get him, penetrating a gap in a line game or whatever it is, we want to be able to do that because I think his length, his athleticism allow him to make plays, allow him to recover, allow him to close space so he can get to the quarterback. So really been happy with Justin, his just, his overall effort and, physicality and his motor really, and he's playing inside and he's playing outside. So he's playing our field end. He's playing three technique for us.
Switching to special teams, certainly a big play by Trevin Ewing, that kickoff return that set up your second touchdown, put you guys ahead 10-7 in the game. Just talk about the spark that he was able to give you with that play.
Yeah, Trevin has really done a great job taking ownership in that kick return position, and has the speed to hit a big one at any time. And we were close to another one later in the game. I feel like, he's a guy that we can lean on and really rally around. And I know the guys on that unit really take pride in blocking for him, because if he hits the seam or hits the hole, he can take off.
Bye week is having a bye week after three games is sort of early in the schedule, but as you get ready, conference play coming a week from now, is it a good time, especially with you being in your first year, to kind of reassess where you are and kind of get geared up for the league play?
Absolutely. I think it's, even before the season, looking at our schedule, I thought this was a good timing for us as a staff, as a team. And it has proved to be that, because where we're at right now from a health standpoint, I think it's a great opportunity for us to get our guys' legs back. As I mentioned earlier, just get some guys back, on the offensive side of the ball in particular, just get healthy there, for our staff to regroup and really look at ourselves and areas we can improve on, areas we can be better at, whether it's in practice or in game. This is a good point in the season for us to do that before we go on this CAA stretch here.
When you've played two FBS teams out of this three-game stretch, playing that level of competition, does it enhance your ability to analyze where you are right now, or do you have to sometimes take a step back and say, hey, we played a pretty good schedule at this point?
Yeah, I think the one game, like New Mexico, I thought that, their New Mexico's defense was, one a great defense, and they were physical. So I think when you're looking at evaluating what we've done these first three games, that game is probably more of the outlier in terms of saying, hey, that's something to base what we're going to do off. I think if you take that game out, outside that, I mean, you look at the Colgate game, look at the Boston College game, there's a lot there to go off, you know, if you're looking at the first three games and basing what we're doing off that.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time today. enjoy the bye week, although I know it'll be a busy week for you and your coaches, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a great week.
All right, you too.